Well, hi there. Welcome to episode 401 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. I'm laughing because I have an explanation for you in a second. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to average about 10 minutes per show. Sometimes less, and often more, but we shoot for 10 minutes. So before we get started, I'd like to apologize for missing yesterday's episode. As you might be able to hear, my voice isn't quite back to normal, and that's because I'm still not at 100% health from my bout with pneumonia. And on Sunday, which is when I usually record Monday's show for you, I was at church from about 8 a.m. to almost 8 p.m. with literally no break. No need to bore you with the details, but by the time I got home, I was pretty much completely spent. Normally, I'd be able to power through the fatigue and get out a show, but given the fact that I'm not completely recovered, that was just not an option. Man, I'll be glad when I'm back to normal, or at least as normal as I get. Well, let's get on with it, shall we? Today, we'll read 1 Kings chapter 21. After this, there's only one more chapter in 1 Kings, and then 2 Kings picks up where 1 Kings leaves off. Our translation this week is the Common English Bible. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 21. Now it happened sometime later that Naboth from Jezreel had a vineyard in Jezreel that was next to the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. Ahab ordered Naboth, "Give me your vineyard so it can become my vegetable garden, because it is right next to my palace. In exchange for it, I'll give you an even better vineyard, or if you prefer, I'll pay you the price in silver." Naboth responded to Ahab, "Lord forbid that I give you my family inheritance." So Ahab went to his palace, irritated and upset at what Naboth had said to him, because Naboth had said, "I won't give you my family inheritance." Ahab lay down on his bed and turned his face away. He wouldn't eat anything. His wife Jezebel came to him. "Why are you upset and not eating any food?" she asked. He answered her, "I was talking to Naboth. I said, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I'll give you another vineyard for it.' But he said, 'I won't give you my vineyard.'" Then his wife Jezebel said to him, "Aren't you the one who rules Israel? Get up, eat some food and cheer up. I'll get Naboth's vineyard for you myself." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, putting his seal on them. She sent them to the elders and officials who lived in the same town as Naboth. This is what she wrote in the letters: "Announce a fast and place Naboth at the head of the people. Then bring in two liars in front of him and have them testify as follows: 'You cursed God and king.' Then take Naboth outside and stone him so he dies." The elders and the officials who lived in Naboth's town did exactly as Jezebel specified in the letters that she had sent. They announced a fast and placed Naboth at the head of the people. Then the two liars came and sat in front of him. They testified against Naboth in front of the people: "Naboth cursed God and king." So the people took Naboth outside the town and stoned him so that he died. It was then reported to Jezebel, "Naboth was stoned. He's dead." As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to Ahab, "Get up and take ownership of the vineyard of Naboth, which he had refused to sell you. Naboth is no longer alive. He's dead." When Ahab heard that Naboth had died, he got up and went down to Naboth's vineyard to take ownership of it. The Lord's word came to Elijah from Tishbe, "Get up and go down to meet Israel's king Ahab in Samaria. He is in Naboth's vineyard. He has gone down to take ownership of it. Say the following to him. This is what the Lord says: 'So, you've murdered and are now taking ownership, are you?' Then tell him, 'This is what the Lord says: In the same place where the dogs licked up Naboth's blood, they will lick up your own blood.'" Ahab said to Elijah, "So you found me, my old enemy." "I found you," Elijah said, "because you've enslaved yourself by doing evil in the Lord's eyes. So I am now bringing evil on you. I will burn until you are consumed, and I will eliminate everyone who urinates on a wall that belongs to Ahab, whether slave or free. I will make your household like that of Jeroboam, Nebat's son, and like the household of Baasha, Ahijah's son, because of the way you've angered me and because you've made Israel sin. As for Jezebel, the Lord says this, dogs will devour Jezebel in the area of Jezreel. Dogs will eat anyone of Ahab's family who dies in town, and birds will eat anyone who dies in the country. Truly, there has never been anyone like Ahab who sold out by doing evil in the Lord's eyes, evil that his wife Jezebel led him to do. Ahab's actions were deplorable. He followed after the worthless idols exactly like the Amorites had done, the very ones the Lord had removed before the Israelites. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes and put mourning clothes on his body. He fasted, even slept in mourning clothes, and walked around depressed. The Lord's word then came to Elijah from Tishbe. Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has done so, I won't bring the evil during his lifetime. Instead, I will bring the evil on his household in the days of his son. May God bless the reading of his word. Now, before I get to today's commentary, I have something I want to talk to you about. I got a very nice email from longtime listener Jeffrey today. One of his comments was that he's been listening to another narrated Bible. Is there another one? That his church was using. But now that they're done with that, he's back listening to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And he said, I'm so glad to have you back. Well, Jeffrey, it's nice to have you join us again. Thank you for remembering. Jeffrey also said that he's going to be sending a monthly financial gift as well. I really appreciate that. And it brings up a subject that I've been thinking about lately. It's been years since I've mentioned donations on any of my podcasts, but not because I don't need the help. I do. The amount of time that I can give to producing shows is severely limited by the fact that I need to earn a living. Jeff had some really good ideas on content that he'd like to hear from LifeSpring Media, and I told him that I just couldn't do it given the limitations I have on time and finances. Well, maybe it's time to bring it up again. If you, dear listener, would be willing to participate in a value-for-value effort, I would be most appreciative. What is value-for-value? Well, simply put, it's you deciding how much value you think I bring to your life by producing the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and then making a donation in that amount. If you listen every day, on a normal week, you're receiving a minimum of 50 minutes of Bible reading and commentary. In a year's time, that's over 40 hours. How much is that worth to you? What does that bring to your life? Is that worth a weekly or a monthly donation? I'd love to hear what you think about this. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tell me your honest thoughts. There's much more I could do if enough of you truly gave value for value. So send me a quick email and let me know your thoughts. steve@lifespringmedia.com. Now, on with the commentary. Oh, and by the way, Jeffrey, you rock. Okay, commentary. You might be wondering why Naboth refused to let King Ahab buy his land. Remember that Israel and Judah are the divided kingdom of God's chosen people. Ahab, as you may remember, is king of Israel. Both of these kingdoms, Judah and Israel, are part of the promised land, Canaan. When God rescued them from Pharaoh's Egypt, he promised Moses that he would take them to a land that would be theirs. That's why it's called the Promised Land. When the 12 tribes arrived there after their 40 years of wandering in the desert, each tribe was given a part of the land, and then each part was then divided among the families of the tribes, and each family portion was given as a permanent possession. Well, actually, it wasn't really a possession, but more like a lease, because God retained actual ownership. In Leviticus 23, God tells the people, "The land must not be permanently sold because the land is mine. You are just immigrants and foreign guests of mine." Now, allowance was made in this agreement for a family to temporarily sell their portion of the land if they were to fall on hard times financially. But in the year of Jubilee, which was every 7 years, the land was to go back to the original family. So now, in our chapter today, King Ahab got it in his mind that he wanted Naboth's land. Remember that Ahab is not a good man. He turned his back on God and he worshiped other gods, and he paid no heed to God's law. In making this offer to Naboth, He's asking Naboth to do something that a godly man would never do unless he was in dire straits. Well, obviously, Naboth had no need to sell, since he said no, and he evidently didn't trust that Ahab would give back the land in the year of Jubilee. So Ahab goes home and pouts. And Jezebel, his wife, who in 2 Kings 9:34 is called that cursed woman, has Naboth murdered so that Ahab can take the land without even paying for it. We will see the consequences of this evil when we read 2 Kings. Well, if you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 401.lifespringmedia.com, or you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. You know, something else you can do to help us out around here is to tell other people about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. If you like what you hear, share it with your friends, share it with your church, share it with your enemies. Let's make the LifeSpring family grow, shall we? And tell them to subscribe to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in their favorite podcast app. If they don't have a favorite one, tell them what your favorite podcast app is. iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, whatever works for you. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and it would be great if you'd share that with them. Well, until tomorrow, when we finish off the book of Revelations, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.